Just one more of these, and I'll go to something a little different. This one is called Plurality of Worlds. And the unlike most of them, the title does connect with the poem. Not that the poem is any more meaningful than the others, but it does go with it in some way. Plurality of worlds, and each inhabited, and each inhabitant resolves, and I with my various processes, I stumble, I revolve. As one sees in the desert, water welling, always distant, forever unapproachable, a view of the chase from the battlements, to see something, anything, I always step back. And then, where am I? Distant, unapproachable, my name, Jericho. That's a joke. A wall drop, in Jericho, the wall, you know, the walls fall down. Nobody has ever laughed at that until I explain it, in which I somehow I don't think they're laughing at the joke. But anyway, my name, Jericho. Absurdly, I mean out of tune, and forgetfulness, deceit, error. For us to grow old, the moon must rise. From invisible fire, flames leap into view, a dream of bodily heaven. Hot colors, subtle nuances, motives recast in sight after sight, figures absorbed by a plethora of drapery. I must remove all this, evening chill, an impression of transparency, your presence, remove it all without letting anything go. I was born in December, and things seem always to come at me like January. The 53rd bird in the tree that morning, joy, laughter, lamentation, it's like a map. Minuet, waltz, 90% too dark to see. Let me think now. Roads, tombs, temples. I could list my friends. What will I forget next? Light analyzed by dusk, and then the specters still there, a painterly softening, almost heraldic poses. Long, narrow slits of light, dark bars against bright ground, or straight line borders peculiarly oriented. Looking one way, everything is lost. The other direction, nothing to lose. In a crystal, I glimpse maybe my working state. My soul's fictitious body, think my health, the world's long lingering illness. Pain, hot, cold, mere contact, crude sensory modalities, these remain after destruction of the sensory cortex. Pain, shockwaves, feathery feet of barnacles, it does not reach us, the sun's bottomless profundo. Things age, and when old enough, no longer able to resist, become animate, unable to stay free of life. What remains of ancient rites, grammar? I would never give up anything I have in return for mere certainty.